Welcome back to another edition of Everyday Health Hacker podcast and YouTube TV with Dr. Lisa Liao. That's me. I really enjoy getting a chance to talk to everybody and answer a lot of questions that we get. And one of the questions that comes with GLP-1s, and GLP-1s is your Mounjaro, your Ozempic, Wegovy, which we also call the generics if they're being compounded, tirzepatide or semaglutide. And we mix those with different things, and or some of it's B12, sometimes it's NAD. You know, we have our own combinations here at our center that helps for maximum optimum weight loss. And when I say maximum optimum weight loss, that's weight loss that is consistent and that you're gonna be able to keep going and keep it off. So one of the things I want to talk about is something that nobody likes to talk about, and that's constipation. You know, nobody wants to feel that. You know, if your three-year-old child has ever been constipated, they're going to whine, they're going to complain until they're able to go sit on the potty. And you know what? Us adults are the same way. So here's a few tips to help avoid that. One of it is, you know, take Metamucil. Some people will do that every day. Take the orange flavor. I think it's probably the best tasting one. Put it in your smoothie. That way you don't have to taste it at all. The second one is there's over-the-counter medications. There's Docusate, which sometimes you also call it Colace. You can take 100 milligrams, 1 to 2 a day. Again, ask your doctor what's best for you. And not everybody needs this. And some people just tend to be more constipated. And remember that when you're constipated, you're going to cause more problems with hemorrhoids. So if you have hemorrhoids, you want to be really cautious. Don't strain. The key is not to strain. So some of the other things that other patients that I'll encourage them to use is magnesium at night. Magnesium also helps you to sleep well. Sometimes we'll add that with melatonin. The key is that if you are taking a GLP-1, we want you to avoid the interactions of severe constipation, which just can make you bloated, uncomfortable, nauseous, and some people will even have to throw up. Now let's talk about the reason that that happens. A lot of times it's because people are not drinking enough water. Others is that they are just having too much carbs. And when I'm sharing with a patient on how to decrease their carbs, I want them to count their carb grams. Counting their carb grams, you can use Carb Manager. That's actually my personal favorite app. And then the second one is my FitPal. There are several others, but those just happen to be things that are very easy. With Carb Manager, you can just put in what you've eaten, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and it's going to give you the amount of carbs. When patients are working with me, I will actually help set them up for different programs. I like the anti-inflammatory nutritional plan, and a lot of people know that because I have rheumatoid arthritis and I like to not have inflammation, so I keep my carbs down to 25 grams. Now, granted, do I keep my grams of 25 grams every day? No, you know, there are days that I'm 50 and there are days that I'll be 100, but they're very rare, and the reason being is because I don't feel good if I have high carbs. Being a physician, I want to be a good example as well for my patients. So the key is that if I can be a good example and I can teach my patients by being that good example, I'm hoping that I can help to clear up problems. And some of those problems can be rheumatological. It can be chronic pain. Chronic pain is caused by inflammation. If we can decrease the inflammation, you have the power to decrease your pain levels 20 to 30% by just changing your nutritional plan. So if you're considering a GLP-1 and you're scared of all of these things that you hear on television, you know, consider that you can actually combat it by having a good water intake. And when I say good water intake, it's not just 8 glasses of water a day. I'm going to encourage 12. Add some electrolytes. One of my favorites is IV Drip, which can be found on Amazon and many others. And then the other one is called Ultra. And I love those. If you want to know where to find those, just I can send you a link. Just comment below. So we hope that you'll subscribe and have a blessed day. And we look forward to discussing more about these alternatives for weight loss, how you can get a better, healthier you, because that is your best investment, is your health. So have a blessed day, and we'll talk to you next week.